The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 3rd, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Here is a verse, number 15, from Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. Naman duskitanam muha prapadyante narama. Maya apritavyana asuram bhavava. So, we have made this verse a standard of examination. We haven't got to do anything. Everything is there. Because Krishna is the original Guru. Sishasriyam sadhimam krupannam. Arjuna, in the parampara system, he is teaching us how to surrender to Krishna. So, this is the qualification how to advance in spiritual concept. People are suffering for want of spiritual consciousness. They are living like animals. They have no buddhi. Jasyasa buddhi kunape siddhāsuke sadhikkalatrā dūsidhomaiddhadi. Jatītha buddhi salile natarhiti janesu avijyesu saiva gopha. Gopha means animal. Cows and asses. Anyone who is thinking and this body is animal. This is the body. Actually, he is animal. If the dog is thinking, I am dog, and if some gentleman is thinking, I am Indian, I am American, or I am Englishman, where is the difference? To identify the body, there is no difference. So, on this platform of bodily concept of life, we remain animals. And to raise from that animal platform to the platform of our spiritual consciousness, that is the business of human life. Athātha brahma jigyāsā. This is the Vedanta Sutra. If we do not inquire about Brahma in this human form of life, which is obtained after many, many births, Bahunam Sambhamanti, many, many millions of years and millions of births, Tathādihāntaram Prāpti, we change our body, that because we are on the animal platform, we cannot understand that we have to change our body. So, Krishna personally comes because we are part and parcel of Krishna, mamaivānsu jīva. He is more anxious for us because we are suffering in this material world under bodily concept of life. That is his first instruction. Tathādihāntaram prāpti. We have to understand that we have to change this body. Don't be happy because you have got by karma a comfortable body. No body is comfortable. It is temporary, even it is comfortable. Even if you have got a very nice body, American body or European body, it may appear to be very nice, better than the Indian body. But that is not permanent. You have to change. That is spiritual consciousness. So we must be prepared. So this is learning. On the platform of bodily concept of life, whatever we are doing, that is all defeat. Parabhavastavadabodhajata javannajigyasatanatmatattam. In the bodily concept of life, whatever we are doing, simply defeat. We are thinking and making very good progress. Let's get them. There is no problem. Unless you become inquisitive, athāta brahma jijñāsa, there is no problem. That has been taught by your acharya Sanātana Goswāmī. When he approached Sanātana Goswāmī, approached Lord Chaitanya, his first question was, you are Prime Minister, you are a very big man, but he approached Chaitanya Mahāprabhu to inquire, who am I? Kāmi. That was the inquiry. Kāmi kano more jāpe tāpastra. Apani kaho prabhu kise kītha. So this is the process to know of oneself, not to be bewildered for the temporary bodily comfort. This is the instruction of the whole Vedic literature. Prahlad Maharaj also said to Lord Nrisimhadev, Suchi tato vimukha cetasa maya sukhartham bharata bhara vimura maya sukhayam bhavato vimura. That those who are engaged for this temporary mayasu, they are vimura. The same thing is explained here. Navāga duṣkṛtinam mūrha. So those who are after this material happiness, they have been always described in all śāstras, and Krishna is personally describing mūrha, vimura. If we want to remain in vimura and suffer this material existence, that is our not very sign of good intelligence. Everyone should try to be intelligent enough what is the goal of life, what is to be done in this human form of life. So our Krishna consciousness movement is the supreme welfare activities in the world. Because we are trying to stop the life of hogs and dogs. Nāyāna jīho dīho bhājāna nilokhe kattāna kāmāna arhati virbhujāna. Virbhujāna, the stool-eater hog, what is their business? We have seen in Vrindavan also there are many hogs. They are nice searching after stool and eating and getting some strength and fat, then sense enjoyment, never mind whether it is mother, sister or daughter. These hogs and dogs' life should be stopped. It is not possible for everyone to stop, but those who are intelligent, fortunate, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev guru krishna kripa pay bhakti lata bi. So you are all fortunate that you have taken to this Krishna consciousness bhakti lata bi and proceed according to the principles and the first principle is Tadvijnanatmasa Gurumeva Vigachet. This is the first principle. Adu Gurbhasram. That is the first principle. And in this Vedas also it is said that Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasaite Kotitahi Archa Prakashanti. Vedic knowledge is revelation. Vedic knowledge is not understood by so-called mundane scholarship, by reading grammar. No. Vedic knowledge is possible to be understood by person who has got unflinching faith in the bona fide Guru. Guru means representative of Krishna. Krishna and his people. We have repeatedly discussed this fact that Guru means the bona fide servant of Krishna. Guru does not mean a magician or jugglery. That is not Guru. Guru means, it is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily. How to become Guru? He has asked everyone, especially those who are born in India. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hilo Ja. Especially. Because we, Indians, Bharatiya, we have got facilities to become Guru of the whole world. We have got the facilities. Because here we have got the literatures, Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by Krishna himself. If we try to understand what is the aim of life and preach all over the world, then we become Guru. And if we want to cheat others in the name of so-called yogi, sami, scholar, that will not make you Guru. Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you become all Indian, all Bharatiya, Guru. Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya, Taroyaide. Wherever you are. And how shall I become Guru? Now, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Ubodhi. That's all. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is this Baba, to preach Krishna Upadesh, and this is Krishna Upadesh. Namāra duṣkita mūḍhā prabandhanti narātam. This is not our manufactured word. It is Krishna Upadesh. That anyone who is not surrendered to me, duṣkṛtīna, he is immediately classified into four groups. What are they? Duṣkṛtīna, mūḍhā, narādhamā, maya abhitajnana, asuri bhavamātrita. So, it is very simple thing. Who is a mūḍhā? If one does not surrender to Krishna, if one does not understand what Krishna, he is either duṣkṛtīna, means sinful, mūḍhā, rattle, narādhamā, lowest than the mankind, and maya abhitajnana, and his so-called education and degrees are useless, because real knowledge is taken away from him. Maya abhitajnana. So, there is no need of fighting, but we can understand what are these people in general. They are, within these four groups of men, so we have to face them. Our Krishna consciousness movement is facing these rascals, these duṣkṛtīna, these narādhamās, and to request them to become Krishna conscious. This is Krishna consciousness moment. You cannot sit idly to show your godlessness in a secluded place, imitating Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. You have to preach. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amar Ajnay Guru Haiya. Taroi. That is really following the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not to imitate Haridas Thakur. That is not possible. You can even do that very nicely. That is for your safety. Supposing that you are doing nicely, but that is for your safety. But one who is facing dangerous position for others' benefit, they are very quickly recognized by Krishna. Natatasmat manusyesu kaschit me kriya krishna. Jayamam paramam guhyam madhvakte suavidhāsa. So if you face, that's like fighting soldiers, they are facing danger for the country, they are recognized. Similarly, those who are preachers on behalf of Krishna, preaching people to take to Krishna consciousness, they are great soldiers. So I am very happy that you, Europeans and Americans especially, you are helping me. So continue this process, and that is the very easy way to be recognized by Krishna. Because he says, Natatasmad manusyesu kaschid me kriya krishna. Who is preaching this Krishna consciousness? So I thank you very much that you have come here in Vrindavan, and you are traveling, you are preaching. So let us dedicate this life for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. Never mind, we die by preaching. Still it will be glorious. Thank you very much.